Hi there. The word for you today is, your best days are still ahead. In Ruth chapter 1 verse 20 we read, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara. Learn to build your life around your person, not your role. Otherwise, when your role in life changes, you'll lose your sense of worth. For example, being a good mother is a noble calling. It's also a self-sacrificing job, but when your children leave home and those demands are over, it's easy to feel like Naomi. Her name meant my joy, but after her two sons died, she changed her name to Mara, which means bitterness. Don't allow changing times to change who you are, or to make you stop dreaming and give up hope. God still had a lot for Naomi to do. In the future, she would mentor Ruth, who would give birth to a son who was destined to grow up and become part of the lineage of King David and, eventually, our blessed Lord Jesus. What an honor. When your role changes, remember, your life's not over. See your own worth as a person. Discover your next assignment. Gather up your assets and keep on living and giving. Don't develop a, quote, Mara mentality. She allowed herself to become cynical when her circumstances changed. Don't let that happen to you. Discouragement often comes when we feel like we've seen it all, heard it all, done it all, and most of it was bad. Listen to me. No matter how old you are, you can never say you've seen it all. The Bible says, here's a great promise for you, Ephesians 3 verse 20, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or even think. You don't know what God will do with your life before it's over, but I'll clue you, He has a way of saving the best for the last.